concerning words. How can we seriously question Eurocentric knowledge? How can we imagine a didactic path on the traces of colonialism in relation to today for an intergenerational learning community? How to make an ethnographic museum a laboratory of decolonization? Concerning Words is a podcast by the Goethe Institute of Rome, curated by Viviana Gravano and Giulia Greghi. As part of the Transcultural Attentiveness Project, in collaboration with MUCI, Museo delle Civiltà di Roma, different points of view, perspectives, and voices are compared in order to ask ourselves together about possible ways of decolonizing our present. Episode 2, Maria Teresa Alves.
I will be reading from my new book, Thieves and Murderers in Naples, A Brief History on Families, Colonization, Immense Wealth, Land Theft, Art, and the Valle de Higo Community Museum in Mexico. This book is from the No Man's Land Collection, published by Di Paolo Edizione, 2020. The Villa Pignatelli Cortez in Naples is worth about 12 million euros. Villa Pignatelli was acquired by Diego Pignatelli Cortez in 1867. Diego was known as the 13th Marquis of the Valley of Oaxaca. He was a descendant of Hernan Cortez, who invaded Mexico in 1519 for the Spanish crown and became the richest person in Mexico. The connections and flow of monies from Mexico to Naples began when Hernan's granddaughter, Catalina Vigel de Quiñones, married Juan Alonso Pimentel, who was viceroy and captain of Naples in 1602. Diego's villa was donated to the Italian state and in 1961 became the Museum Diego Aragona Pignatelli Cortez. It houses the family's bric-a-brac and furniture and has a contemporary art exhibit. It also used to house the Pignatelli archive that contained important documents not only on Italy and Spain, but also on colonial Mexico and which are now in the state archives of Naples. This is an artist's proposal. Instead of requesting that the Italian state sell the Villa Pignatelli Cortez and use the monies as a symbolic act of colonial reparation payments for the results of the invasion of Mexico by Hernan Cortez, I propose that two members of the Valle de Higo Community Museum be invited every year for a research and artist in residency grant of 6 weeks at the Villa Pignatelli Cortez in Naples. The Valle de Higo Community Museum is in Higo, whose land was ceded by the Spanish crown to Cortez. A statue made in the 18th century by the Spanish sculptor Manuel Tosa commemorates Hernan Cortez, the usurper of Mexico, and was placed in his mausoleum in Mexico City in 1823. Mexico became independent, and as Cortez signified the subjugation of the peoples of the Americas, it was thought that his statue would be destroyed. Thus it was sent for safekeeping to one of his descendants, the Duke of Terranova in Palermo, Sicily. It is now displayed, along with the accompanying coat of arms, in the main salon of the Villa Pignatelli Cortez on the Riviera Chiaia in Naples, Italy. There is evidence of human presence on the island of Hico in Lake Chalco in what is now the state of Mexico from 20,000 before the Common Era. Intensive agriculture as well as cities in the regions begin in 200 Common Era. From a few hundred inhabitants in 650 CE, the village of Hico had grown substantially by 900 CE. A pyramid from that time has been found in Hico, but due to lack of interest on the part of the local government, it was reburied a few years ago to protect it from thieves. The coat of arms of Hernan Cortez consists of the two-headed eagle, which symbolizes the Habsburg Empire. The lion is said to represent Cortez's courage. Tenochtitlan, the Mexica capital that Cortez destroyed, is pictured in the lower right. It is present-day Mexico City. The three crowns represent the three Mexica rulers he defeated, Moctezuma, Cuauhtémoc, and Cuitlahuatzin. The grisly border of chains held by a padlock has as a decorative motif the heads of the indigenous rulers of the towns around Lake Texcoco that Cortez conquered, Tacuba, Coyacan, Iztapalapa, Texcoco, Chalco, Xochimilco, Tlatelolco, and Huitzilobos Churubusco. By 1214, the peoples in Hico became consolidated as the Chalcas and controlled the goods market. The population grew to between 1 to 2,000 inhabitants. On the mainland, a city developed and palaces, temples, a market, and even a jail were there. More peoples arrived in the area, such as the Chichimecas, the Tahuanipas, and others. In the mid-1300s, the Mexicas arrive in neighboring Tenochtitlan and dominate the region, including Chalco, which was important for its economic power and its political and cultural influence, as well as being the granary of the region. Lake Chalco was also a major transportation hub for goods arriving from Veracruz, Morelos, Guerrero, and Oaxaca, and for departing along with products from Chalco to Tenochtitlan, Mexico City. The maize of Chalco is famous for its good quality and high yield. By the 1400s, Chalco is a head town with a population of between 6 and 12,000 inhabitants and is an independent city-state. The rural population of Tlamanalco, Chalco is 21,500. The island of Hico has a population of 2,500. Nearby Iztapalapa had 15,800 inhabitants living on 3,174 chinampas, artificial islands developed by indigenous engineers and considered the most high-yielding agricultural system in Mesoamerica. Chalco produced sufficient maize to feed about 200,000 people, the population of the Mexica capital of Tenochtitlan. The Spanish crown awarded the title of Marquis of the Valley of Oaxaca and its immense wealth and power to Hernán Cortés for his conquest of Mexico. The Marquisat of the Valley of Oaxaca is said to comprise 11,500 square kilometers of land and 23,000 indigenous vassals. This is an understatement. It is difficult to calculate how much land Cortés accumulated, but it has been calculated that he had over 200,000 indigenous vassals. The title of Marquis, as well as the dreadful and bloody coat of arms, lay dormant for a while in the 20th century, but was reactivated again a few decades ago by one of Cortés's descendants. The excuse could perhaps be made that the imagery was typical of war regalia in the 16th century. But to actively reactivate it in the late 20th century, when the 90% death rate of the indigenous population of Mexico is well documented, legitimizes the genocidal process of colonization and its contemporary, non-ending colonial legacy. I write this book because that history of colonization of the Americas continues to be celebrated daily, both in the Americas and here in Europe. I write this book because the title, Marquis of the Valley of Oaxaca, and its accompanying coat of arms were reactivated in 1973 by Cortés's descendants in Europe. I write this book because Cortés is honored in Naples by the triumphant display of his statue and coat of arms in the Villa Pignatelli Cortés, which houses the Museum Diego Aragona Pignatelli Cortés. I write this book because we must fight against the colonization of the Americas daily. I've read just a few pages of this book. It is available through Zerinthia at zerinthia.it. Thank you.